Welcome to another episode of Bite-Sized Blessings. I took last weekend off, and for that, I hope you'll forgive me. I had all the intentions in the world of doing a podcast last weekend, but I went to a wedding, and by the time I got home on Sunday afternoon, I thought, I just need to rest. And so that's what I did. But please be assured that this is a rare event, and that every weekend, you can look forward to getting another little story of magic and miracles. I interview Monique this week, and I met her months and months ago. And what really captured me about her was that she works with animals at the Santa Fe Humane Society doing Reiki on them. And I thought, I've never heard of anything like this, but it makes sense. Since then, we've partnered in having some sound and healing nights. I've had Reiki from her, and let me tell you that the experience was otherworldly and out of body. There's no doubt in my mind that she has a gift for healing that kind of transcends any explanation. Her stories this week are both sweet and profound, and I hope you love them and appreciate them as much as I do. So now, episode 129 of Bite-Sized Blessings.
And I just sat there for probably about 10 minutes and then just, and I don't know a lot about different religions. So I didn't even know what this was a statue of. And I just did what I thought was appropriate, which was express gratitude for that offering that was given to me. And I was just in such awe. And then as I was getting up and I slowly walked away, and I kind of sensed, wait a minute, what just happened here? And I actually looked back, and it was a monk who was sitting there in the temple that was just, to me, was radiating. He looked like he was made of marble. I do have a human story that that to me was just, yeah, it was kind of magical. And I just, I think back and I laugh at myself. And I think this this monk probably was laughing inside. But I was in Chiang Mai in a temple, and it was a long line of people waiting to bow in front of this one statue. And I looked down, I'm like, why is everybody going over there when the real statue, like the important one, is right here? And I was like, well, I don't care, I'm just going over to the right. And there was what looked like a marble statue. And I'm like, oh my God, you know, so I bowed and showed reverence and just sat there ever so quietly, my eyes closed, and just the tears coming out of my, it just poured down. And again, what I love about the subtle realm, I don't even know what I was releasing necessarily, but it was clearly some heart imbalance. And I just sat there for probably about 10 minutes and then just, and I don't know a lot about different religions. So I didn't even know what this was a statue of. And I just did what I thought was appropriate, which was express gratitude for that offering that was given to me. And I was just in such awe. And then as I was getting up and I slowly walked away, and I kind of sensed, wait a minute, what just happened here? And I actually looked back, and it was a monk who was sitting there in the temple that was just, to me, was radiating. He looked like he was made of marble, like he was made of stone, just completely like shiny, like he had been buffed. And somehow I felt, even though he didn't change his expression, I felt somewhere inside there was like this smile or this smirk. And at first I just felt like so embarrassed, like, oh my God, you know, what an American tourist. And then I just went back to being grateful. I didn't judge myself, because to me it was an extraordinary, not even an exchange, because I was just so humbled by the energy that came from this individual. It was extraordinary. And it just brings me back to, I have no idea what he was channeling. And again, what can be shared with others, with no touch, with only like eye contact, it reminds me when I share these stories again, not only there's so much that, at least I can speak for myself, that I don't know about, and that there's so much that if we come from a humble and grateful perspective, I almost sense that the universe connects us with those opportunities, with those individuals, with those moments, not only to share that wonder and that awe, but also to support us.
Everyone, thanks for listening to this episode of the podcast. And I need to thank Monique for sharing her precious stories. I know that second incident that happened in Thailand, I've had things like that happen to me, and I just, you know, I have to laugh at the whimsy of the universe, at the whimsy of the magic that's happening around me, and be very gentle with myself so I don't judge myself too deeply. And I love that Monique kind of understood the grace in that moment and the beauty and the revelation, and she just embraced it. I need to thank the creators of the music used in this episode: Alexander Nakarada, Justin Allen Arnold, Music L. Files, Frank Schroeder, and Stephen O'Brien. For complete attribution, please see the Bite-Sized Blessings website at bitesizedblessings.com. On the website, you'll find links to groovy music, authors, books, and art. I hope lighten and brighten your day. Thank you for listening, and here's my one request. Be like Monique. Yes, you'll find yourself in unexpected situations. Situations you can't explain. Situations where you think, wait, what just happened? And I encourage you, embrace them, understand them for the magic that they are, and then use them to heal your heart. Thank you.